Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Recent provocative actions by North Korea, also known as the DPRK, serve as yet another reminder of the threat posed by the DPRK's nuclear, ballistic missile, and proliferation programs. On March 26th, North Korea launched two medium-range ballistic missiles in direct violation of United Nations Security Council resolutions prohibiting such launches. The Security Council condemned the DPRK's launches March 28th as a clear violation of multiple UN Security Council resolutions and agreed to consult on an appropriate Council response. The DPRK, on March 30th, announced that it would conduct additional launches and, possibly, a new type of nuclear test. On March 31st, North Korea fired hundreds of artillery shells, including across the northern limit line in the Yellow Sea, during a live-fire exercise. Close to 100 landed in South Korean waters. South Korea responded by returning fire into North Korean waters. State Department Deputy Spokesperson Marie Harf called the DPRK's artillery barrage a deliberate decision to further escalate tensions.
This provocative barrage follows a number of short-range and medium-range ballistic missile launches, threats to conduct a nuclear test, and other provocative statements that we've seen over the past several weeks. Once again, call on the DPRK to cease and desist from needlessly threatening regional peace and security, and would note that these kind of provocations only strengthen the resolve of the international community and deepen Pyongyang's isolation.
Ms. Harf stressed that North Korea's leaders face a choice. They can choose to further escalate, or they can choose to come in line with their international obligations and rejoin the international community. Unfortunately, what we've seen recently is the former. U.S. Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, who was on a 10-day trip to the Asia-Pacific that includes a visit to China, said at a press briefing that he would raise the subject of North Korea with his Chinese counterpart. "The North Koreans have to stop these provocative actions," said Mr. Hagel. "We have been very clear on that."
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.